I found out that my flight was evening sa gabi pala. So sanay ako nagbabiyahe sa umaga. Pero yung gabi medyo mahirap sa akin. I have to leave Cebu evening, darating dito sa Katiklan pa. So mabuti na lang may Father Nonoy tayo na tagasundo. Sinundo ako sa Katiklan. Pagpasok ko sa airport doon sa Cebu, may announcement na yung terminal kung saan ako sasakay, walang aircon. So pagpasok ko, walang aircon, so mainit at walang upuan. So I have to stand up for more than an hour waiting for my flight. Buti na lang hindi naman delay. So when I get to my flight, papunta ako doon, nakita ko, yung airplane pala maliit. Propeller lang. So, yung isang oras na flight na yan from Cebu, kung propeller yung sasakyan mo, it will aabot ng 1.5 hours. So deep within me, medyo I was already irritated dahil sa init, sa pagod, at ito pa yung eroplano. So when we boarded the bus, merong bus doon na dadalhin kami doon papunta sa airplane, there were many tourists, foreign tourists, mga foreigners. Alam nyo naman yung punta nila, Boracay, di ba? So when they were there, mga Americans, Europeans, so nag-uusap-usap sila. Tapos meron nakisali sa kanila na a young person, professional, from Scotland. So kinausap niya rin yung mga Americans, kwentuhan sila. No? I could not help but hear kasi nakatayo lang ako dun malapit sa kanila. So hindi ako nakatingin sa kanila kasi baka isipin nila nakikipagmarites ako. So hindi naman, pero talaga hindi mo mapigilan, you can really hear what they're talking about. And this is where the conversation comes in. Naka-vestment ako, suot ko yung itim kong vestment. So sabi ng mga tourist na mga Amerikano, sabi nila, oh, we're going to Boracay, you know, and we will attend a wedding. Tapos they talk about God. Suddenly, they just talked about God. So iniisip ko, bakit Diyos na yung pinag-uusapan nila? Siguro dahil nakita nila naka-vestment ako. They started to talk about God, they talk about Jesus. Then itong young Scottish guy, itong sabi niya, I'm sorry but I don't believe in God. Grabe, galing, ano? I'm sorry guys but I don't believe in God. Then he started to talk, you know, bakit walang Diyos sa mundo. So I was there listening. At tinitingnan-tingnan nila ako every now and then, nakatingin sila sa akin. Pag sabi ng lalaki, I don't believe in God, tingin siya sa akin. So ako naman, parang poker face lang, kunyari hindi ko narinig. But everything they were talking about God was registering in my mind. Finally, sabi ng isang babae doon, American, sabi niya, are you a priest? Sa sobra kong, you know, galit ba? Parang gusto kong sagutin na, obvious ba? You know, naka-vestment ako. So I just said, politely, I said, yes, I am. Then usap na naman sila about God. So finally, nandun na yung bus sa airplane, bumaba kami at nagpasalamat ako sa Diyos. Sabi ko, ay, thank you, Lord. You know, at last, wala na tong mga tao na to para nagpaparinig tungkol sa Diyos. Kunyari, alam nila, kilala nila ang Diyos. And the other guy was telling them, I don't believe in God. So hindi ko alam kung talagang totoo, hindi siya naniniwala o pinaparinggan ako dahil pari ako. Walang Diyos. Tapos tingin sa akin. Gusto ko rin tingnan, sabi ko, che, you know? Pero hindi ganyan ang nangyari. So pagdating doon sa airplane, masikip, maliit yung eroplano, I move to my seat. Pagdating ko doon sa seat, wala akong katabi. Sabi ko, I praise the Lord, wala akong katabi. So I can pray, I can, you know, do whatever I want to do. Nung nakaupo na, and we're about to go, may umupo sa tabi ko. Suddenly, may umupo sa tabi ko. Guess who? yung nagsabi na I don't believe in God. Doon talaga sa tabi ko. Pati siya na-shock. Tiningnan niya yung ticket niya. Tinawag niya yung stewardess. Sabi niya, eto ba yung seat ko? Sabi ng stewardess, yes sir. That's where you are. No? That's your seat. Ako gusto ko rin ipakita yung ticket ko. Gusto ko lumipat. I was not in the mood to engage in conversation, especially at that time with an atheist. Someone who doesn't believe in God, dapat prepared yung utak ko and everything. So I just sat down there and quiet. Siya rin ganun din. Tumahimik din siya. So when we were on our flight already, I noticed that he was very nervous. Parang natatakot siya. Kasi yung airplane namin gumagalaw. There was so much turbulence. So iniisip ko, sabi ko, ano kaya pag na-crash to? Pag na-crash tong aeroplano na to, sino kaya magmimisa? No? Doon yung mga pinapasok sa isip ko. Ay, naku, pag na-crash to, doon na ako sa langit magsa-Sunday. Kasama ko si Bishop. You know? All those things. But this guy was very nervous. Finally, kinausap niya ako. Sabi niya, excuse me, father. O, father ka agad ang tawag. Nagulat ako. Father ka agad. Sabi, excuse me, father. Sabi niya, I'm sorry but I am really afraid of flights. Kahit na ilang beses na ako nagbabiyahe, takot talaga ako sa aeroplano, especially when the plane begins to shake. So nung nasabi niya yan, sabi ko sa sarili ko, ha ha ha, ako naman, it's my turn. Sabi ko sa kanya, well, all of us will die. Someday. Someday. That's why it's good that we prepare for that day. Yun lang yung sabi ko sa kanya. Then he started to inquire about God. I was not in the mood. So ready siya kasi sabi niya, I'm sorry but I don't believe in God. Sabi niya, sabi ko, too bad. Too bad for you. Maalog na yung aeroplano. So we engage in conversation. I wanted to speak theology to him. I wanted to quote the scriptures. Ready na ako sa cellphone ko, nandito na yung Bible ko, iko-quote ko. But it did not happen. I was ready to engage in a debate with him. Sabi ko, talagang aanuin ko to na may Diyos sa mundo. But our conversation was diverted. I started talking about my father. Kinikwento ko yung tatay ko. Kinikwento ko yung time na nawala yung tatay ko. Then he started to cry. Sabi niya, I love my father also, but his father also passed away. And he was angry with God. So to make the story short, bago kami nagland, we ended up praying for each other. Yumuko siya and sabi niya, can you pray for me? And I said, yeah, I'll pray for you. So we prayed together. So umalis siya, atheist, pagbaba namin sa Katiklan, believer na siya. So, did I plan all that? Plinano ko ba yan? Did I plan to witness to someone? No, it just happened. And I share that with you because this is what Pentecost is all about. Pentecost is about the Holy Spirit who comes to aid us because as the church, we are a continuation of the work of Jesus on earth. Amen? Ginawa ni Lord yung mga mahirap na bagay, yung pagpapapako sa cross, dying and resurrection. He did those things because we cannot do it for ourselves. But the mission to preach the gospel, that is our part. We have to go out and preach the gospel. Share Christ with others. That is our work. Now, sabi ni Jesus, that's not my work anymore. So I'm going back to the Father, but don't worry because I'm going to send you the Parakletos. Yun ang tawag niya sa Holy Spirit, Parakletos. And Parakletos literally means someone who is called to be by your side. Someone who is called to be at your side. Someone who is going to help you. Kaya another name for the Holy Spirit is the Helper. Okay? We call Him with many names. Advocate, Counselor, Helper. But basically, His job, His work coming here is to help us with our mission. Amen? Amen? Yun ang trabaho niya. Because Christ's work on earth continues until He comes again. Hindi po natapos. Hindi dahil hindi natapos ni Lord. Hindi dahil na wala siyang abilityng tapusin. No, because it is now our time to do the job. Jesus finished what He had to do. But the task of bringing the gospel out is now our task. Trabaho natin. And this is what I asked the Lord, and this is what I will share with you. Maaga tayong matatapos, hindi ito mahaba. Ito lang. Why send us a helper? You know, binigyan tayo ng new life ni Lord. He died for us. He took away our sins. Now, all we need to do is go out and tell the world about it. Tell the people around you about it. For me, I just told the passenger beside me what happened to me. Christ has done for me. Yun lang naman eh. But why would He send a helper? Bakit papadalhan ka? And this is what Pentecost is all about. Because we can never do it on our own. The task that God has given each and every one of us, no matter how small your task is, no matter how insignificant the work that the Lord has given you, you cannot do it on your own. Hindi mo kaya yan. Amen? Amen? That's why the Holy Spirit comes to help you. You must do it, but you will do it with His help. Because alone, we cannot do it. Just imagine this. Your work for your family, yung trabaho mo with your family, to bring Christ into your home. May mga pamilya ngayon na naghihiwalay, nag-aaway, you know? And inasmuch as gusto mong ayusin, ayusin ko yung pamilya ko, ayusin ko yung relasyon sa asawa ko, ayusin ko yung relasyon ko sa mga anak ko, you know, you try your best, and you know what? You cannot do it. Amen? Hindi mo kaya yan. Without the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm reminded of the scripture in the Psalm. Sabi niya, unless the Lord builds the house, whatever it is you're building in your life, it could be your family, it could be your friendship with other people, it could be the church, our community, whatever it is that we are working on, unless the Lord builds that house, all of us will labor in vain. What puwos ruaton nga pag effort, because it will never accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. So Pentecost is a celebration of God's gift to us. Jesus promised us, sabi niya, okay, I'm going to send you out. You know, in our first reading in the book of Acts, nakita natin yung account of Pentecost, how the believers were in one accord, they were praying in the upper room, and suddenly the Holy Spirit came like a rushing wind, you know. We know the story. Every year, kinikwento yan ni Bishop Ricardo sa atin, yung account ng Pentecost. Then, the people were looking at the They saw tongues of fire, fire that parang mga tongues, you know, it lighted on the head of the believers. That is why probably I will explain now bakit ang bishop sumusuot ng ganitong klaseng sombrero. Diba? Mas gusto ko pa yung baseball cap eh. No? Pero bakit pag yung bishop nagtuturo, ang bishop nagmimisa, bakit ganito ang itsura ng kanyang sombrero? Subukan mong suot to at maglakad ka sa labas. Pagtatawanan ka talaga. Diba? Kaya hanggang simbahan lang to. Hindi ko sinusuot sa labas to. Because this is symbolic of the tongues of fire that came upon the apostles. Amen? Kaya itong sinusuot ng bishop to remind us of Pentecost. Now, we know what happened. Tongues of fire, then they started to speak in tongues. Everyone in that room started to speak in tongues. And the people around, because it was a Jewish feast at the time. Now, they have a feast. It is the Feast of Weeks, ang tawag nila doon. You know? It's a major feast. Ang daming tao doon. And people from all places were coming to Jerusalem to celebrate that feast. When they heard the sound of that rushing wind, they went to find out what it is. Pagdating nila doon sa upper room, they saw the disciples started to speak in tongues, and each one of them was speaking in the languages of the people that were coming. Diba? Every one of them heard the apostles speaking in their own native language. And some of them were startled, some of them were amazed, but others mocked. Sabi nila, ah, mga lasing lang mga yan. Hilong, tama na sandaron, no? And yun account ng first reading natin. Then Peter stood up. Wow. Tumayo si Peter. And Peter spoke to them. Sabi niya, hindi ito mga lasing. He defended God's people. Then Peter said, this is the fulfillment of the prophecy. What prophecy? Anong prophecy? That the gospel is going to be preached, the word of God is going to preach to all the nations. And that's the fulfillment. Amen? Sabi doon, he was quoting from the book of the prophet Joel, your sons and your daughters will prophesy on that day when the Holy Spirit come. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Until now, that prophecy is fulfilled. Every time you go out to preach the gospel, every time you go out to share the gospel, you are prophesying. Amen? That's why it is a fulfillment of the prophecy of the prophet Joel. Sabi niya, your sons, your daughters will be prophesying. We are not prophets. But because of the Holy Spirit upon us, we are given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of them is the gift of prophecy. So, Bishop, hindi naman ako prophet, but every time you share the gospel, every time you share Christ with other people, through word and through your action, you become a prophetic sign from God. Amen? I am not a prophet, but that person who sat beside me on the airplane, sa palagay nyo, plinano namin na mag-upo kaming dalawa doon? Amen? Guess who planned the idea that I will sit with that person and that person will sit with me? Amen? Kaya ngayon naintindihan ko na bakit gabi yung flight ko, bakit mainit, bakit matagal dumating ang eroplano, because I needed to talk to that person. Kailangan ko siyang makausap. Because his salvation will depend on the gospel that I have to share. Amen? And I don't know how to talk to an atheist. I don't know how to talk to someone who is so bright. Mas matalino pa sa akin yon. But the Holy Spirit led me to talk about family. Nung pamilyang pinag-usapan, doon siya bumigay, umiyak siya. And I found out that he is not an atheist. He is just a man angry with God. Hindi siya atheist, hindi siya matatawag na taong hindi naniniwala sa Diyos. Galit siya sa Diyos. Amen? Namatay kasi yung tatay niya, so kinagagalit niya sa Diyos. Now, take note of this. When a person is angry at God, that person is not an atheist. That person believes in God. He's just angry with God. Amen? So I talked with him. I talked with him about my experience. Sabi ko, I was also angry with God. I was angry with God many times in my life. But the good thing about God is, this is what I found out. Kung galit ka sa Diyos, ang Diyos hindi nagagalit sa'yo. Amen? Can you tell the person beside you, hindi galit ang Diyos sa'yo? Yeah, ang problema kasi ganito eh. Halimbawa, pag nagalit ako kay Nympha, sasabihin ko, Nympha, galit ako sa'yo. Lalabas kami dito, galit na rin yan sa akin. Kasi tao yan eh. Pag nagalit ka sa isang tao, yung tao na yan, magagalit din sa'yo. But not God. When we get angry with God, God does not get angry with us. Amen? He loves us. He understands everything that we're going through. He knows our struggles. That's why, pag nagagalit tayo sa Diyos, hinahayaan tayo ng Diyos. Until you understand, maintindihan mo. Amen? So Pentecost is about the Holy Spirit coming to us to help us. Why? Because we can never accomplish the task that God has given us. What is the task? What is our task? To build the kingdom of God here on earth. To establish God's family on earth. And the gospel is very important. We need to bring it out. We have to share the gospel. We have to bring the gospel to other people as well. And we can never accomplish the task unless the Holy Spirit helps us. So sabi ni Jesus in our gospel today, when He comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will testify to you about me. Yan ang kagandahan dyan, you know. When you begin to doubt, when you begin to have doubts in yourself, when you begin to doubt Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes in. Amen? He testifies about Jesus. What does He do? He strengthens your conviction. He convicts you and testifies to you, confirming to you that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Amen? He will testify about Jesus' person, His works, and His teachings. Amen? Amen? That's the Holy Spirit. I did not have the strength, I did not have the boldness na kausapin tong tao na to na masyadong matalino. You know, his intellect is way above me. Talagang napakatalino niya. At 20 years old, he already owns his own company. Ganyan siya kagaling. And he does not believe in God. So how can I convince him? Amen? If I will just do it with my own reasoning power and my ability, magsusuntukan lang kami doon sa eroplano na yon. Hindi talaga maniniwala yon. But at that particular time, the Holy Spirit took over, the Parakletos, the one who sits and accompanies me was there. And He started to give me the words. You see, that's what the tongues of fire is all about. Tongue speaks of words. Fire speaks of power. The tongues of fire gives you the ability, the presence of the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to speak with power. Amen? Yung sasabihin mo, napaka-ordinaryo lang naman yung sinabi ko. Wala namang special doon sa sinabi ko. But that word convicted that person. that he started to ask me, sabi niya, can you pray for me? Wow, ano bang sinabi ko? Okay? I did not say anything special. For me, what I said, I can't even remember the words I said. Amen? But the tongues of fire, the power of the Holy Spirit, He will fire up your speech. You don't have the ability to talk? Well, just open your mouth and speak, because the Holy Spirit will give you the utterance. Amen? You go out and you share Christ to someone, someone so intelligent, someone na hindi mo kilala, hindi mo alam kung paano gawin yun. Just go! Because you will not accomplish it alone. There is a helper sent from above to help you to fulfill your mission. Kung nag-away kayo ng kaibigan mo, hindi mo alam anong sasabihin mo. You don't know what to say to that person para magkabati kayo, then just let the Holy Spirit speak. Amen? Then you approach. Paglapit mo doon, iko-confront mo sana. Pagdating doon, pagsalita mo, itong sinabi mo, I am sorry, it's my fault. Then you have won over your friend. Imbis man makikipag-away ka, nag-apologize ka. Why? Because the Holy Spirit knows the words that you should say. He empowers you by giving you the ability to speak. Amen? Amen? Yung tao na yun, di ko alam kung paano ko sasabihin sa kanya. At ito pang problema ko, he speaks with a Scottish accent. Alam niyo yung mga taga-Scotland pag nagsalita, di ba? Malapit na sa tongues eh, speaking in tongues. Hindi mo maintindihan yung English niya. Okay? And he cannot understand me. I speak Filipino English. No? Small only, stone by stone. No? Stone by stone, no? Bato-bato lang. That's how I speak. But we were able to talk. We were able to have a conversation. I believe it's the work of the Holy Spirit. He opened his mind. He opened his heart so that what I say may not be understandable to others, but that person can understand. Amen? You may be working on with your family. You may be working on with a friend. You don't know how to reconcile. You don't know how to bring back yung mga bagay na nangyari sa pamilya mo. You know, you want to bring back the relationship. Magmamahalan ulit kayo. Hindi mo alam kung anong gagawin mo. The Holy Spirit does. Amen? He does. And all we need to do is to go, speak, listen to Him, and He will give you the ability to do that. Amen? Ang problema sa atin, mas gusto nating tayo-tayo lang. And we don't want to go out and speak to people. But that is not what Pentecost is all about. Pentecost is the Holy Spirit testifying to us about Jesus so that our conviction will be strong when you go out. You know, I may not be able to talk about theology and the deep things of God, but one thing I know, and it convicts me so much, that Jesus loves me and He loves you too. You know, pag yan yung alam mo, yan lang yung alam mo, and you share that with conviction, that can change a person. That can change the people around you. Many things, yung mga nanay, pag nagsalita, yung mga nanay natin, hindi naman mga theologian yan eh. Diba? Pero minsan, yung mga sinasabi ng nanay, bumabaon sa puso natin. One of the things my mother said to me na until now, nandun sa puso ko, sabi niya sa akin, pag merong gumawa ng masama sa'yo, kalimutan mo kaagad. Don't think about it. But if someone does something good to you, remember it all the time. Amen? Now, turo ng isang nanay yan. Yung nanay ko, taga-baryo lang naman. But he spoke that word. Sabi niya, pag merong gumawa ng masama sa'yo, someone did something bad to you, forget it. Kalimutan mo kaagad. Huwag mo isipin masyado. Pero pag merong ginawang mabuti sa iyo, huwag mong kalimutan. Araw-araw isipin mo. You know what? Etong tumatanda na ako, I'm getting old, and every time I think of the past, I only remember the good things. Bakit? Hindi ko kasi inisip yung mga masama. Okay? What is deposited in my heart are the good things. And I really thank my mother for that. That is his wisdom. And I believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking to her that I may have that message. That's why I don't have memories of bad things kasi kinakalimutan ko kaagad yung mga bagay na yan. Pero yung mabuting ginawa ng tao, inaalala ko. I remember them. That's why when I think back, I think of the wonderful things only, not the bad things. Amen? So today we celebrate this feast, this solemnity of the coming of the Holy Spirit to the church. This also marks the birthday of the church. Sabi nila, yung Pentecost day was the birthday of the church. So today, we make a decision in our life. Let's go out. Amen? You want to walk in that power, in that ability of the Holy Spirit? You go out and start to share Christ with anyone. Maybe not with your words, but in your life. Visit someone in the hospital. Okay? Puntahan niyo isang kaibigan sa ospital. One time nga, pumunta ako sa isang ospital. Sabi ko, can I pray for you? Ito sabi niya, wag po. Wag mo akong i-pray. Okay lang, di ba? Okay lang. Pero yung dinala kong pasalubong sa kanya, tinanggap naman. Okay lang. Walang problema. Whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit will use every action, every speech you make, the Holy Spirit will use that to testify of Jesus in the life of that person.